This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
You today, because long ago I answered my chosen calling and talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to those people who are sick and infirm, and also people who don't want to become sick or infirm. It's awesome. It's fabulous to participate in a radio format where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally and well people to stay that way. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of encouraging you to be your own best doctor most of the time. Now, if you're just tuning into the program, you missed a lot last hour because I discussed so many things last hour related to record number of COVID-19 hospitalizations going through the roof in one of the most heavily vaccinated countries on the planet, in spite of the big promises that were made from the outset. I discussed President Biden's COVID challenges that he currently is dealing with, and other related topics, Singapore, another country that put the strongest mask mandates into place, and now they are reeling with extreme levels of infections. If you are inclined to hear that interview, it will be those segments on those topics and other things, they will be available to listen to in the podcast library over on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. We've got a special guest coming up a little bit later in the hour who's going to, it may blow your mind as it relates to trying to erase some of the brainwashing that most Americans have led to believe that there's no other game in town as it relates to cancer therapy, cancer treatment. It's got to be chemotherapy, the poison. It's got to be the burning, the radiation. It's got to be the cutting, slicing, and dicing, the surgery and cancer. There are no other ways to treat it. Well, this doctor, who has two different doctorates behind his name, says not so. Hold on a minute. Let me explain why it is that you can be successful at treating cancer and cancer patients with non-chemo, non-radiation, and non-surgical treatment therapies and modalities. We'll have that conversation. You won't want to miss it, since one out of two women are going to be experiencing cancer in their lifetime, and one out of three men. This is a very important topic you won't want to miss. All right, we begin this hour, as promised, with a conversation about why it is that Ivana Trump died, maybe unnecessarily. Many of you heard that former President Donald Trump's ex-wife, Ivana Trump died from blunt force trauma. That's what the medical examiner in New York ruled. Ivana Trump, the first wife of Donald Trump, 73 years of age, was found dead at the bottom of a large staircase of her Manhattan home. Her death had been ruled an accident by the New York City Office of Chief Medical Examiner. A spokesperson for the Office of Chief Medical Examiner confirmed that she had died as a result of the fall. The revelation comes after a close friend said that Trump, the matriarch, couldn't walk and struggled to leave her house in the weeks that preceded her death. In other words, she was having, at least this is my, again, I'm going to read into this as a as an experienced doctor of 40 plus years. She was having some type of problem walking. She couldn't walk well. And struggled. She wouldn't even leave her home in the weeks that preceded her fall, preceded her death. That, according to Zach Erdem, who declined an interview but confirmed previous comments to the New York Post, he said that Ivana Trump, former President Donald Trump's first wife, ex-wife, had a hip issue, a problem with her pelvis that limited her ability to walk. He added that the former model was feeling bad the last time he spoke to her about 2 weeks ago. He said that she said she was having pain in her leg. She couldn't get out of her house. She didn't want to leave her house. Mr. Zach Erdem, her friend, owns and operates a popular Southampton restaurant that Ivana Trump and other big names such as Joe and Jill Biden frequented on trips to the Hamptons. When Mr. Erdem insisted, after seeing his friend Ivana Trump suffer and complaining about her hip and her leg pain, Mr. Erdem insisted that Ivana Trump visit a doctor. He went on to say that the former model responded in the following way to his suggestion to go see a doctor. And I quote, this is coming directly from, according to Mr. Erdem, from Ivana Trump, upon his recommendation to see a doctor. She says, and I quote, "No, I hate going to doctors. I get more sick going to doctors," close quote. All right. So why did Ivana Trump, why did she not need to die? She did not have to die. Well, partly because she didn't want to do anything about an apparent hip problem that she had, or a problem with her leg, which was probably and most likely a sciatic nerve involvement. Again, I'm postulating here, folks. I'm like all doctors do. I'm guessing about this. I'm thinking to myself that Ivana Trump was probably suffering from some type of a biomechanical problem associated with her hip and her leg that she knew because she'd already tried to see conventional medical doctors for the problem, and of course they will prescribe drugs and things that don't work for these kinds of things, injections like steroid injections, they don't work for this problem either, everybody knows that, and it failed to help her, so therefore she just basically shut down and said, well, I'm not going to any doctors, they do nothing for me. And they make me sicker than before I went to them. But folks, what if Ivana Trump had considered, or somebody would have recommended that she see the doctor of choice for these kinds of problems associated with your hip and a sciatic nerve involvement that impacted the way that you walk or the way that you move? and had recommended visiting a competent chiropractic physician, or maybe visiting a competent licensed acupuncturist, or visiting a competent and experienced massage therapist, or anybody for that matter, who may have been able to provide excellent care, structural, biomechanical, neuromusculoskeletal care for Ivana Trump's hip problem and her sciatica, which she was suffering from, most likely. What if they had provided that care and she walked well? She did not stumble as she went down the steps, and as a result of the fall that she took because of her bad hip and her leg, she would not have died. What if, folks, maybe Ivana Trump did not have to die after all? We'll never know. All right, our special guest coming up on the topic of cancer. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
Looking to support healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track? For healthy blood sugar levels, turn to Sue Control D from Terry Naturally. Sue Control D features an herb that's been clinically studied in Europe for over 60 years and has shown amazing results. Sue Control D supports healthy A1C levels throughout the day, along with balanced blood sugar levels, insulin function, and carbohydrate metabolism. And remember, all Terry Naturally products offer you the results you deserve or your money back. Choose the safe, effective way to provide amazing support for healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track. Choose Sue Control D. Start taking Sue Control D today and start seeing results. Get Sue Control D and other high-quality supplements at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com or your favorite health food store. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Sue Control D supports healthy blood sugar and A1C levels already within normal range.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
And a healthy welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Special thank you to our veteran listeners who tune in each and every week. And they also spread the word about this show. We're booming thanks to you. We are, after all, the largest nationwide radio health talk show, in large part thanks to you. We so appreciate you. And remember also that the extension of this radio show is my website, where you can stay in touch with yours truly always and stay apprised of all the latest news on health and wellness over there at drbob.com. Spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. There you also find the health podcast library of past shows. This week's show will be over there as of this coming Wednesday. So if you weren't with us last hour when I discussed the record number of COVID-19 hospitalizations in the heavily vaccinated country of Australia, where they were, the citizens were hammered, literally hammered into submitting themselves to the big promise of getting the COVID vaccine, because their government told them the same thing we were told. You won't get it if you get the vaccine, and you won't be able to pass it on to others. Well, we found out that's not correct. And then the next promise was related to, well, if you get it, then you might get the breakthrough. It's rare, even though everybody gets it, and you won't be hospitalized or die. Well, now we find that hospitalizations are through the roof in Australia and other countries. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that last hour, plus me talking about COVID with President Biden and his second COVID infection after being fully vaccinated and fully boosted, etc., you might want to go listen to that. Because in the minds of a lot of people, a lot of Americans have been suckered into believing that these things were good from the outset. So it'll happen. All right, we turn our attention to another topic now and a special guest. Can we talk about the big C, please? And I do mean cancer. Well, we are. And our special guest is an expert on the topic. His name is Dr. Nathan Goodyear. Dr. Nathan Goodyear has two medical degrees behind his name. He received his conventional Doctor of Medicine degree at LSU, Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center. Dr. Goodyear has practiced integrative medicine for nearly two decades and is an accomplished author. Additionally, Dr. Goodyear is a medical doctor at Brio Medical Center, an integrative cancer treatment center and healing center in Arizona, state of Arizona, where he uses the principles and science of natural and integrative medical therapies to treat and heal people with cancer. Additionally, Dr. Goodyear has another medical degree in homeopathic medicine. So he very keenly has and very smartly has combined both his conventional medical training and his integrative medical training, which means you have a highly open-minded doctor who realized, just as I did and many other doctors eventually do, if they're honest with themselves, that the more you know, the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know much, and you'll keep learning for a lifetime with the hope that you can serve to the best of your ability those people who are relying on you, that come to see you, that expect a positive outcome. He is just that kind of a doctor. And with that, let us welcome back to the program Dr. Nathan Goodyear. Good day to you, Dr. Goodyear.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Bob.
Happy that you're joining us, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know how, as a doctor, you're busy. And when you're not, you're with your family, and that's important, too. This topic deserves to be discussed. Let's begin with the concept and the idea and the question that I have for you first. Does the current cancer treatment paradigm here in the United States, does it align with a holistic, non-toxic approach that you guys are participating in, you and your team of doctors and paraprofessionals at Brio Medical Center?
I think the answer there is obvious. It's a big no. And in fact, when you look at just really conventional medicine today, it's a concept born out of reduction compartmentalization, meaning it's saying, hey, the individual parts are more important than the whole. And I think they did that because they're trying to really, you know, understand the individual parts. And here when we're talking about cancer, you know, the way people look at it, the way conventional medicine approaches it, they think, well, health and wellness and cancer are really distinct entities. They're interconnected. And in fact, when you look at disease or dis-ease, the two words there, it literally means the lack of wellness. Mm-hmm. So you can literally look at cancer and say, this is the lack of wellness. But in contrast, you know, a holistic approach to healing is really, it even goes all the way back to Aristotle, where he said the whole is more important than the individual parts, recognizing that, hey, we don't want to just heal the individual parts. We want to heal and protect the whole. So really, when you look at the conventional approach and when you look at a quote-unquote holistic approach, they are paradoxical to each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very similar to my training as well, Dr. Goodyear. I mean, just the word disease to me means dis-ease or lack of ease, which connotes an imbalance somewhere, somehow, that someone needs to find and attempt to fix. And I think that's really, we're on the same page, just a slightly different take on the whole process. But again, what you're saying then, I think, is that when a patient presents with a disease that's as chronic and as global and systemic as cancer, even though they may have a, let's say, a tumor or a lesion in their colon, we should consider the whole patient, not just their tumor or lesion in the colon and try to direct only towards that, but rather the whole of the unit, because it's involved in that process of both the disease and the healing, correct?
Oh, absolutely, because when you look at the way conventional medicine approaches cancer, and this is all through the marketing, go to war on cancer. Now, what happens is when you go to war on cancer, you talked about veterans, God bless them. You know, what they've done for our country and what they've done for us, God bless them. But when you go to war, there are direct effects of war, and then there are collateral damages of war. And so when you're going to war on cancer, you literally are going to war on the body, because cancer is not some foreign implant like from some, you know, bad Sigourney, you know, Weaver alien movie. Mm-hmm. It is an adaptation of healthy cells to an inhospitable environment. And in many ways, it recruits the immune system and turns the immune system on the immune system. So this is a part of the body, but it is because of an inhospitable environment. And we have to work within that context, not destroy, because when we destroy that, we are going to destroy the body and in turn lead to all the adverse events, side effects we see associated with conventional cancer treatment.
So would I sum it up by saying then that you're not a big fan of the scorched earth process when it comes to cancer and treating cancer typically?
When you look at the, you know, surgery, chemo, radiation, what these cause, they cause metastasis, they cause recurrence. We are after healing. They don't fit in that context of healing. We as physicians, the root word of physician, actually Raphael in Hebrew, means healer. They are counter to that process. So, no, I'm not a fan of them.
All right. Well, folks, what Dr. Nathan Goodyear, MD, MD homeopath, just said is that conventional medical therapies encourage cancer. Chemotherapy, we know, we've talked about it on this program many times. Chemotherapy is capable of causing cancer. Radiation can cause cancer. Surgery can cause cancer and to spread. It's that simple. But yet it's complicated. When we come back from this break, we're going to get back on this conversation. If in the meantime you want to learn what they're doing, check it out at briomedical.com. B-R-I-O medical.com. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit briomedical.com. 844-411-2746.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to spread your wings and fly? Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for?
The Dr. Bob Martin Show. We appreciate you tuning into the program today. Stick around next hour. This week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week, and the Health Mystery of the Week, plus product recall for you to know about. We've got a special guest with us this hour talking about the very stressful and scary topic of the big C, and I do mean cancer. I mean, we all know people who have undergone cancer therapies. And I, you know, in thinking myself over the years that I've known, you know, relatives, friends, coworkers, neighbors, and the battle that we all hear that are lost in the area of cancer. And I, when I hear it, I think, oh, geez, if they only would have known, there may have been some other choices that they could have made. Would they have fared better? I mean, how many people here? Well, they lost their cancer battle. And when I hear that, I think, wait a minute. They may have lost the battle against the very treatment that took them under or took them over the edge, the chemotherapy, because chemotherapy can also cause you to die from the adverse effects of the chemotherapy, and the cancer doesn't even kill you. The same thing applies to radiation. I had one of my colleagues years and years ago who I trained with in my 3-year extension of my doctorate to become a board certified clinical nutritionist, who developed a small bump on the side of his jaw where his parotid gland is, the little salivary gland. And that turned into a complete nightmare because he chose to go with radiation therapy. And the radiation just destroyed his spine, destroyed his throat, and took him into the grave a lot faster than he would have had he did nothing at all, had he done anything at all. And that is so often the case. I've seen it over and over and over with both chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. But people go down this path because they may not realize that treatments outside of these harsh treatments exist that work, that help people, that make them feel better. Our special guest, we're talking about this with Dr. Nathan Goodyear, MD, MDH. And if you want to, beyond this conversation, reach out to him and his team of doctors at Brio Medical, you may. Their toll-free number, 844-411-2746. 844-411-2746 or 844-411-BRIO, B-R-I-O, or briomedical.com. Let's get him back on the line now and get on with this. Dr. Goodyear, what is holistic oncology? It almost sounds like an oxymoronic question here.
It really is. It's oxymoronic. It's paradoxical. They almost shouldn't be used in the same phrase with each other.
Right.
But, you know, oncology is just really just the study of cancer and just the paradigm that is cancer. And so that is really the last 100 years or so, trying to better understand cancer. And it's what I tell people about holistic and integrative cancer treatment strategies. They are guided by the evidence. In fact, the evidence is on our side. You talk about, you know, chemotherapy causing metastasis. Not only does the evidence clearly show that repeatedly, but it shows the mechanisms. We understand how it does this. And so if you're inducing a treatment, like what you talked about with your colleague there, if you're inducing a treatment that does shrink a primary tumor, yet it spreads the tumor metastatically, so you go from, a, say, stage one, stage two to a stage four, 90% of morbidity that you referred to, 90% of mortality that you referred to, it is out of metastasis. So if you have a primary conventional therapy that is de facto causing that 90% morbidity and mortality, that needs to be revisited. And that's what holistic approach to cancer treatment is all about. It is working to say the science is on our side. We are going to retake the moral authority. We are going to retake the strategy of how we're going to promote healing, not destruction. We're not going to go to war on the body. We're going to work on healing the body and the threat to the body. That's what we're going to do. And so that's really what holistic oncology is.
And it makes sense to me because, you know, people have to believe that at one time their body was successfully fighting cancer when it was right, when the immune system was vigilant, when it was on guard, when it was capable. Something had to tip that scale in the wrong direction. So why do we believe, why do doctors believe, why do researchers believe that simply poisoning the person who may be already poisoned because of environmental factors or out of balance for some reason by giving them poison or burning them or cutting them is going to right that problem? I've never understood that, Dr. Goodyear.
Well, you know, just as you mentioned, so many patients out there don't know that there's another way. That applies to doctors as well, Dr. Bob. So many doctors are so, the way the conventional medicine is set up, especially the continuing medical education, there is not a proponent or a strategy to promote critical thinking. It's about promoting group thinking. And It's that lack of critical thinking that makes doctors unaware. So just as patients are unaware, doctors are unaware. There is no more studied cancer therapy, conventional or alternative, quote unquote, than vitamin C. None. And so yet doctors still do not understand vitamin C and how it works against cancer. They just don't know it. So if doctors don't know it, we shouldn't be surprised that patients don't know it. But it shows like yours that are going to allow the truth to get it out there, that help people to begin that journey. So not just patients, but also doctors are our targets. The more doctors that know about these healing strategies, guess what? The more healing that can occur and the less destruction and poor quality of life, and as you mentioned, shortened life will occur because of those therapies.
Yeah, because there's no incentive to teach doctors this information. The pharmaceutical companies, you know this, through grants and through the education that the medical profession, your profession, gets, there's no incentive to alert doctors or train them in this area. It's not an incentive to the pharmaceutical companies. They're not going to make any money off of slow drip, high dose vitamin C, or even look into it, or even question it to begin with. So doctors don't have a chance. Not their fault. They just don't. It's not part of their training experience. But when you see patients not getting better, or getting worse under conventional cancer therapy, you would believe that the light bulb would come on more often than it does in the individual's head. But thank goodness there's people like you and others like you, Dr. Goodyear, to do that. Folks, if you're looking for a true second opinion in the area of a complicated disease called cancer, please, by all means, don't just get a retread from the buddy of the oncologist, another oncologist across town who's friends, and they're going to tell you the very same thing. Call Brio Medical Center and delve into and become aware of what they're doing and helping people with cancer. Their phone number, toll-free, nationwide, 844-411-2746. Brio Medical Center. 844-411-2746. You can also go online and check out their website at Brio Medical, B-R-I-O, medical.com. We're going to ask Dr. Goodyear what holistic cancer therapies look like at Brio after this. Stay with us.
A couple of months ago, a friend of mine sent me a gallon of something called Balance 7. He said it really helped him. I had never heard of Balance 7, but was willing to give it a try. Within 3 days, my energy was up. I felt young again. I was able to eat my favorite spicy foods that I hadn't been able to eat in years. That's right, my heartburn was gone, and I also noticed that I had way less joint discomfort. You see, Balance 7 dissolved the acid buildup in my body, which in turn freed my immune system to keep my body healthy. When your immune system is free, it is better equipped to fight disease. Go to Balance7.com and find out how good you can really feel. Seriously, it really helped me, and I'm sure it can help you too. Please don't be stubborn. Order today. Use code word HEALTH to get $10 off, free shipping, and a very special gift. Go to balance7.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
And he said, someday I'll like you would die, yeah. I come
got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it?
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We so thank you for tuning into the program today. We'll get back to our special guest in a moment. The question is, are you aware that there is a successful treatment for cancer without risky chemotherapy, without risky radiation, without surgery? Well, secondary to decades of brainwashing, most Americans have been led to believe that conventional medicine is the only medical treatment that will help improve a person's chances of cancer survival. We're talking about chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. Not so, according to our special guest, who's a prominent medical doctor, Dr. Nathan Goodyear from Brio Medical at briomedical.com, briomedical.com. Beyond this interview, you can certainly reach out to them for further information for yourself or somebody that you may know who is struggling with cancer. Maybe they've failed in conventional therapy, or they've just had a diagnosis and they're hesitant about going forward with the kind of care that is scary, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery. Reach out to them toll free, 844-411-BRIO, B-R-I-O, 844-411-2746. All right, back to our conversation with Dr. Nathan Goodyear from Brio Medical Center. Tell us, Dr. Goodyear, what does holistic cancer therapy look like at Brio Medical Center?
Well, first of all, it must fit with those principles that we've discussed earlier, but it obviously begins with things like nutrition. Nutrition is foundational to everything. It's not just now foundational to training the terrain or changing the environment that the cancer has adapted to, but it's really foundational to affecting treatment. But most people focus on the IV therapies. So that's
now, I'm going to stop you right there, Dr. Goodyear. I'm going to stop you right there because I have heard more times than I care to tell you, when I have the cancer patients, when I speak with them and I say, well, when you went to your oncologist and you said, well, doctor, what should I be eating? And the oncologist's response was, well, keep eating what you're eating now. What do you mean, should you be eating?
Yeah, excuse me. I got choked up. You made me laugh. Because
sorry about
they
that.
Tell them sugar plays no role in it as they're writing down something on the script, and the patient goes, well, what are you ordering? He says, oh, I'm ordering a PET CT scan, which is giving you radioactive sugar to identify the metabolic effects of the cancer. So they recognize it in the test, but they don't recognize the connection. But the research actually does show that. Again, the research leads the way. All we got to do is follow it. You know, when you look at what I say about nutrition, it is either a love language with your DNA or it's feeding it crap. So you shouldn't be surprised if you feed your genetic code crap, you get crap back. And that's exactly what happens. But studies have shown, actually, you can actually increase the toxicity of chemotherapy 100-fold simply by what you eat. So if you eat junk, you're going to increase the toxic profile of the chemotherapy regimen. In contrast, studies have actually shown by eating certain, like, for example, a plant-based diet, you are going to improve the chemotherapy and radiation effects of treatment, but you're doing it by changing the gut microbiome, by changing the healthy bacteria in your gut. It's actually improving the effects of those conventional cancer treatments. So you would say, well, the primary treatment is chemotherapy and radiation, but I said, no, the primary treatment there is nutrition. It's nutrition. It's changing the environment, which is changing the effects. So the way medicine approaches it, they say, well, let's look at chemo radiation. That's the big one. From a holistic perspective, it's like, wait a second. By simply changing the gut bacteria, we're having that effect. What if we just did that alone and then added other natural therapies with it? Might we heal the body, not destroy it? This concept of destruction in path to healing, I don't know where that comes from. Wellness comes from healing. Healing and healing is going to lead us to wellness. Destruction should have no part in that process.
Yeah, this is sort of the folks, this is the concept of garbage in, garbage physiology out. You would never consider putting kerosene in a highly functioning car engine if it runs on high octane gas. Why would you think putting garbage foods into the human body and not eventually having, we all have oncogenes that will express if they are hammered enough. Why don't you, you know, this is so, to me, basic, Dr. Goodyear, but yet you don't hear it being discussed in mainstream medicine, which is never passed on then to the layperson who is relying on their doctor's advice and counsel, which is a tragedy in my mind.
Oh, yeah, it's a tragedy. It's, I mean, you could say it's malpractice. It's antithetical to what it means to be a physician. And it, I think because it's not sexy, a doctor doesn't write a prescription for nutrition. You know, anybody can focus on nutrition. Patients can empower themselves. It doesn't require a doctor. It doesn't make you dependent on the system. The goal here is our objective and advocacy for the patient and patient alone. If a doctor has advocacy for anything other than the patient, they get skewed away from helping the patient. Advocacy for a hospital, for an insurance system, for a bureaucracy. But it's about the patient. If we're not focusing on healing patients, we lose track of what's happening. And those things that don't serve that purpose, that is, if a patient gets diverted, you know, whether it's money, whether it's education, whether it's prestige, they get distracted by that, and they're not going to do anything that helps them to focus on that patient. And something as nutritional is not just foundational in the causation of cancer, but it is critical and foundational to the healing of cancer.
All right, folks, for those of you who have just tuned in, our special guest is Dr. Nathan Goodyear, who has two medical degrees behind his name. He and his team at Brio Medical Center do incredible things for their patients. I've been to Brio Medical Center, and I've spoken to his patients who are raving about the kind of care that they are receiving. Several of them had failed.
Fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with CollaGel at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
A couple of months ago, a friend of mine sent me a gallon of something called Balance 7. He said it really helped him. I had never heard of Balance 7, but was willing to give it a try. Within 3 days, my energy was up. I felt young again. I was able to eat my favorite spicy foods that I hadn't been able to eat in years. That's right, my heartburn was gone, and I also noticed that I had way less joint discomfort. You see, Balance 7 dissolved the acid buildup in my body, which in turn freed my immune system to keep my body healthy. When your immune system is free, it is better equipped to fight disease. Go to Balance7.com and find out how good you can really feel. Seriously, it really helped me, and I'm sure it can help you too. Please don't be stubborn. Order today. Use code word HEALTH to get $10 off, free shipping, and a very special gift. Go to balance7.com.
Looking to support healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track? For healthy blood sugar levels, turn to Sue Control D from Terry Naturally. Sue Control D features an herb that's been clinically studied in Europe for over 60 years and has shown amazing results. Sue Control D supports healthy A1C levels throughout the day, along with balanced blood sugar levels, insulin function, and carbohydrate metabolism. And remember, all Terry Naturally products offer you the results you deserve or your money back. Choose the safe, effective way to provide amazing support for healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track. Choose Sue Control D. Start taking Sue Control D today and start seeing results. Get Sue Control D and other high-quality supplements at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com or your favorite health food store. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Sue Control D supports healthy blood sugar and A1C levels already within normal range.
Check out
out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
And I welcome you back to the final segment here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and encourage you, if you have somebody in your life, a family member, a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker who has been given a diagnosis of the big C, cancer, maybe somebody that you know has failed in cancer therapy and they don't know what to do next, or they don't know how to get started in their care, you might want to reach out to the good doctors over at Brio Medical Center and see what they have to offer. Their toll-free number nationwide, 844-411-2746. 844-411-BRIO, B-R-I-O. Their website, briomedical.com, 844-411-2746. All right, in our moments together, we never have enough time with Dr. Nathan Goodyear when he's on the show. I could talk to him all day about this topic. He has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to cancer and treatments for cancer. This will be the lightning round, Dr. Goodyear. We've got very little time left with you, but I want to get to some of these questions that I have. What does a non-toxic cancer therapy program look like for those people who are listening?
Yeah, perfect example there. I tell patients if the best answer to cancer is don't get it. But if you have cancer, the best answer is the immune system. So conventional approach, i.e. chemotherapy, destroys the immune system. So a holistic non-toxic is using the immune system, helping it to do its job, which is to protect the body against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and cancer falls into that domestic cancer perspective. So it's healing. It's not destroying, it's using the inherent capacity to heal, and in most cases, it's the immune system, and that's exactly what a holistic approach, non-toxic approach, looks like. Use what's there. No reason to destroy it.
Well, that's what I believe to be the case. I mean, that immune system, I was sitting in a lecture one day, and a Harvard medical professor said, look, human beings are going to have at least 10 malignant cancer hits during their lifespan, the average. And if we're ready for it and we're not in the midst of a divorce or having some major stress or we're under poor diet or something, we will overcome that most of the time. But if you're not, it will turn in the wrong direction. You better be prepared when it hits.
Absolutely. That's how surgery, that's how chemo, that's how radiation create the environment that allows recurrence, local receding, local recurrence, and metastasis. And that's even how it causes secondary or new cancers. It's through destruction of the immune system. You're destroying your defenses. That's not a long-term strategy that works.
Okay. Dr. Goodyear, I want to thank you so very much for joining us today, and also give people who are listening who either have or know somebody who has struggled with cancer or is currently struggling to reach out to Brio Medical Center at 844-411-2746. 844-411-BRIO or briomedical.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.